بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read a few passages from this kitab which is called Discourses on Allah Consciousness. This is a kitab of Shafiq al-Ummah, the Mawlana Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. We call Haji Farooq Sahib, but as Hazrat mentioned, he is more than an alim also. Three kitabs by Hazrat Jumala Masyula Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, his khalifa also. So many of us are bi'at, and years go past. Years go past, but we haven't understood really what bi'at is about. Are you bi'at? What reason? What you should be doing? What you should be achieving? What is the purpose of the bi'at? So Hazrat tells us also, the both log bi'at ho jata hai, fir bait jata hai. People say bi'at, fir bait jata hai, then they sit down. See bi'at? Bi'at is not to pledge allegiance, and bait jana means to sit down. And say in Jamaat, jo gar gaya, wo gir gaya. Jamaat, they say, naqad tashkil. Get ready immediately. Cash. Many people don't understand cash tashkil. They say, they think now you're going to pay something. Cash means immediate. So they say, jo gar gaya, but the person that goes home, wo gir gaya, then he falls down. Now I'm home, now to come out again, not so easy. So bi'at also shouldn't be, ki aadmi bi'at karta hai, fir bait jata hai. Takes bi'at, he says, nah, I got a sheikh, then he sits down after them. Islah will get made. Islah will not get made like that. A person has to make an effort. So very beautifully, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah explains, there are different types of bi'at. We read this in the month of Ramadan. We'll just go through it again. My own benefit is a muzakara. As has it mentioned in the ulama program over the weekend also, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The big muzakara, remind one another. فإن ذكرى فذرلي reminder benefits the believers. It will benefit. We hear the word commonly in Jamaat مذاكرة. Let's make some مذاكرة. مذاكرة comes from the verb in Arabic مفاعلة. مفاعلة has a speciality that it's got to do with two people. Mutual benefit. مذاكرة both will benefit. The speaker and the listener. And more the speaker, as I say, because his ears are closer to his tongue in his mouth, so he'll benefit more. So many people ask about bi'at. Is bi'at farz, wajib, sunnat, mustahab? What bi'at is about? So the Tani Rahmatullah Ali used to say that bi'at karna sunnat hai, or islah karna farz hai. That bi'at is sunnah, but to make islah, to reform a person's habits, his way of life, his mindset, this is farz. To reform his salah. As we heard, visit over the weekend, just on Salah only. How much islah still has to be made about our namaz? This, as I mentioned so beautifully, that Salah is the best of all ibadah. The best of all ibadah. Khayru mawdu'in. In the fiqh kitab, we mentioned khayru mawdu' is the best of all of the ibadah that has been placed upon insan is Salah. The best. All the ahkam and all different ibadah, Allah Ta'ala revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whilst he was upon the farsh. First referring to the earth. When he came to Salah, Allah Ta'ala calling to the arsh, calling to the sky. Give him Salah over there. But the best of all ibadah. And the best of all du'as you'll find in Salah. So when you start Tana, Subhanakallahumma, best of all du'as. Please that we learn the translation. Ya Allah, you put that in namaz also. The best of ibadah, the best of praises of Allah, the Surah Fatiha. The best of the part of Quran Sharif. Then ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So just islah for one amount, you still got such a long way to go. But then you won't perfect it. But in that will be so much of enjoyment. Just to get there. Just to reach a certain milestone. And then our Kabir push it further. But there's still more to it. There's still more. There's still more you can enjoy. And as I mentioned to the ulama ikram also, that if you just get the enjoyment of salah, just of namaz only, just to enjoy salah, and more in the masjid, and the Quran tilawat is so beautiful and so sweet, and we hear, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, different ahadith is mentioned, two rakat salah, the salatul israq, or adhan awafil namaz, is better than the entire world, whatever it contains. He says, the way you'll enjoy that you'll prefer performing two rakat salah than for holiday also. Because it's better than the whole world. That now dunya is offering you on holiday, Allah is offering you two rakat namaz, which one are you going to choose? So now I can't leave my namaz. Salah or jamaat in the masjid, no. To book somewhere far away now, where there's no namaz there, no jamaat ul salah, No, I can't do that. This is more valuable than the entire world. How can you leave it out? And imagine Yom al-Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah, the day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that it is the best day upon which the sun rises. And then to the Ummah it's gone so far, they'll ask about the exam Jum'ah time. Can I umut my Jum'ah salah? Or I got a filling station. Do I have to close? Can I put a non-Muslim there? Can I put a non? It is the best day. Janazah you close, Nikah you close, but Salatul Jum'ah will put somebody there. They'll close, yes. Fuqaha will give permission, Mufti will give permission, they can leave it open. But today is the best of all days. So, so much of Islam still to be made of all these things that are coming all the time to our mind, our habits, our life. So here's the proof of taking bi'at. So people used to embrace Islam at the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and pledge bi'at to him. This is known as a pledge at the time of embracing Islam. This is a bi'atu al-Islam. When they used to go for jihad, they would pledge to remain firm on jihad. But what is the essence of the bi'at of today? That was bi'at upon Islam. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he made hijrah, then he came to Medina Munawara. Then it was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it upset yadak. When Nabi of Allah stretch your hand out, I wish to bi'at upon your hands. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stretched out his hands for the bi'at to be made. Then he said, Uridu nashtarit. Hey, I want to make a condition first. Will all my gunas be forgiven? The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, all gunas be maaf. Don't you know Islam destroys all past sins? Hijrah destroys all past sins. Then he took the bi'at. There was bi'at upon Islam. To now believe in Allah, in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. Then you had bi'at ridwan. The bi'at upon jihad to give life in the path of Allah. So the different types of bi'at that were found the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we have the bi'at of today that we make tawbah from kufr, shirk, bid'at, love of dunya, etc. So what is the essence of the bi'at of today? Did the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu pledge bi'at for rectification of oneself, islah, bi'at upon islah, remain tawbah, I will defy myself. Perform my salah wa jama'at, pay my zakat, go for hajj, keep roza in the month of Ramadan. So Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that not only did they pledge, they were made to pledge. The hadith states, "An Awf ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu al-Ashja'i qala, kunna 'inda an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tis'atan aw thamaniyatan aw sab'atan wa qala, ala tubayi'una رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا فقال ألا تبايعون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فبسطنا أيدينا فقلنا على ما نبايعك يا رسول الله قال على أن تعبد الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وتصلوا الصلوات الخمسة وتسمعوا وتطيعوا رواه مسلم وأبو داود والنسائي رحمه الله تعالى ذعوف مالك الأشجعي رضي الله عنه نريس we were 9, 8 or 7 people in the company Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to us, will you not pledge allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He asked him, will you not bi'at to me? So we extended our hands to pledge bi'at and asked, we pledge to you previously. What basis should we pledge now, Ya Rasulullah? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you worship Allah, you do not ascribe any partner to Him, you perform 5 salah, you listen to the orders which are issued to you. And you obey. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they pledge bi'at on the blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to carry out the injunctions and adhere to actions. Thus the bi'at which is in vogue among the spiritual masters, mashayikh of the path, is something which is ordered. Because he told them, will you not take bi'at to me? A person who practices on all the sunnahs but does not practice on this one will have a defect in his affiliation. His connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also is sunnah. Pledging allegiance, so people say, okay, it's sunnah, so don't have to do it. He says, you must start the sunnah then. He also say, people say, okay, that's farz, it's not wajib, it's sunnah. Sunnah to say bi'at. So when you say sunnah, what they think, okay, we don't have to do it. So Hadith Sahib says that this sunnah be missing out, so your connection with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also will be deficient. So pledging allegiance to a sheikh is known as bi'atul tariqah. Tariqah, or they say tariqat. Tariqah means the path to Allah Tabarak. The bi'at of taking, pledging allegiance to set the path to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And there's no doubt whatsoever as regards it being a sunnah. The word ba'at is derived from the word bay, which means to be sold. Arabic is the word ba'a yabi'u, to sell something. So it comes from to be sold. When a person pledges ba'a at the hands of a sheikh, it is as though he has sold himself to him. He will now have to live his life according to the dictates of a sheikh, and a qualified sheikh will make him live his life in accordance with the Sharia, because it says also, the King Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he saw somebody has something in him, as it said, then he will call him from Tafsirti, in front of me. He said, because in the eyes you meet, there's some messages in there. I want to put something in you. That now you have the potential in you, you can do work. But now you're putting everything else in your heart. And in dunya, you're doing so much. And so much you're moving around. But you can do same thing for deen, so come nearer, sit closer. And allow me to put something in your heart that you take it up and you do the work of deen thereafter. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that the mashayikh are hunters. They hunt down people. They found jamaat also. They go hunting for people. Well, I can't do it. He'll do it. Right? Already passed my expiry date. I can't go madrasa now. Here's a person. Here's a youngster. MashaAllah, he become hafiz of Quran. Become an alim of deen. Become sheikh al-hadith. I got the full reward for him. So they're hunting down people. What do you say? Foreign investments. He's gone in the qabr and mashallah, the investments are still paying. He's still getting his monthly coming through. He's there in the qabr, but alhamdulillah, left behind so many people doing the effort of being, studying, becoming ulama, becoming hafaz, the children are becoming hafaz. That's why our elders always say, Hajib Ibadiyah rahmatullah, you can imagine the day of Qiyamah, what an army will come with. Yeah, covered everything in the country. Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. Imam Muhammad Ilyas Sabah rahmatullah alayhi, that revived the effort of tabligh and da'awat. Or Sheikh Hadith will say that he changed the color of the world. He changed the color. Or there was darkness, how through this umumi and this general effort, how the entire color of the world changed. On Sunday, Mufti Salaji Sahib, when he came also, and he saw all the excitement in the mashwara, that this place wants the ishtima, that place wants the ishtima, and the zeal and the fervor. Then he says, it reminds me of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that how they had this in them. No, we want it. We want to do it. We want to spend. We'll get things ready. We'll move jamaas out. So subhanAllah, look at the spirit that's still alive in the ummah. It's still there in the ummah, so we just channel our energies in the right direction. So Allah Ta'ala has given every person some talent. You see, even anger is a talent also. Using the right avenue. Jealousy also. Jealous over him, he's moving the path of Allah. Many ghibta, envy him. I want to outdo him. Channeling that, not in dunya. But now we vie, we compete in dunya. So no, now channel it. Anger also, as I said, use it in the right avenue to defend the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are doing the wrong thing. How to defend it? Use it, as I said now, person shouldn't be with such, you got no anger at all. You say, oh, gadde ki tarah hai. They go, donkey, don't get angry. Flog it also, carry on, still stand there. Then now if you go in the battlefield, the enemy is coming, say, bhai, saab, zara thero, bhai. Don't be in a hurry. We'll fight just now. Let's have some chai pani first. Let's have some tea. We'll talk about it. He said, now's the time to pull your sleeve. Then, bhai, come. I'll take you. He said, now you must show your anger now. I said, I have no anger. Said, anger is there. Jealousy is there. So all that should be used in the correct avenue. If you don't direct in the correct avenue, then it will come out in the wrong avenue. Anger has to come out somewhere also. I must make takbir ula. Now get angry with yourself. Penalize yourself. Take out the sadaqah 200 rand. You abused your eyes. Now, take out the anger on yourself. Not on somebody else. Now you say now, I'm very angry today. Get out of my way. Very irritated. That person didn't do anything to you. You're irritated now. You must sort your life out. Sort your nafs out. So, don't take it out on the wrong people. That's zulam. A person should not pledge bayat at the hands of anybody and everybody. Because he may well end up with a sheikh who was materially motivated. The Tani Rahmatullah Ali said, the fundamental essence of bayat is not a mere intention, hope and desire. So this intention or a hope that it will happen, something will happen, or a desire. Rather, it entails attaching oneself to the necessary means in order to fulfill one's objective. This is bayat, that you attach yourself. Till I get what I have to get what I want. Or to move towards one's destination. This is bi'at. In fact, a murid, by definition, is one who makes his religious, especially his internal and spiritual rectification, his objective and destination, then adopts the necessary means for it and moves towards it. I want to get somewhere. And as I say, so nothing wrong. First is I want to become a sheikh of the time. I want to become a sheikh of nothing wrong. Make the niyat and work towards it. And for who? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So make the intentions. Bi'at means in order to reach your destination, you select someone who is more experienced than you as your guide and companion. And you then walk with him or walk in his footsteps. Doesn't mean physically now. Doesn't mean physically. If you walk on his footsteps, reminds me of Sheikh Muhyiddin when he came, the son of Sheikh Awama, Hafizahullah, was speaking about Sham, that time, Syria. They are originally from Syria. And he said the Shias, he said it's commonly known among them in Sham, in Syria, that many Shias there, and they have this aqidah and belief that whenever you come in contact with a Sunni, Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, make sure you cause him some taklif, but there's reward for it. There's reward for causing him. He might nudge you, or push you, or trip you, or something. Give you a shot. So there's some sawab for it for them. They got kitab written like this. So he says, two friends are walking, one is a Shia, one is a Sunni. So they're about to depart. The Sunni joked with him and told him, we didn't do anything yet. He said, I didn't get a chance, but attempt your shadow. Attempt your. So he walked with his footsteps and he attempted his. So for that, too, I get reward. So this also, the murid will read somewhere, walking in the footsteps of the seniors and his sheikh. This is done so that not only you are protected against the dangers along the way, but are also able to traverse it easily and peacefully. In other words, you must hand yourself over to an experienced mentor, a sheikh, just as a sick person hands himself over to an expert doctor, and practices totally on his prescriptions and guidelines as regards what medications he should take and what precautions he should adopt. The Sufi says, كَالْمَيِّتِ فِي يَدِ الْغَسَّالِ. Hand yourself over as though you are a corpse in the hands of the person giving you a bath, meaning the janazah. He will move the corpse around as he wills, without the corpse complaining or objecting in the least. This is the essence of bi'at. Many persons hear this and say, now if I take bi'at, then I'm stuck. I go tell the sheikh everything then. I'm going to tell him this, I'm going to ask him that. But the scared now, what do you say? Somebody become right. I still got musti, I still do my own thing. I must tell him everything. As the muhabbat increases and a person's aqidat and belief and reliance and trust increases, then he will make more contact. He will make more contact like our doctor. Doctor, every small thing now, or the pharmacy now, very easy, on the WhatsApp. Just having some painkillers, got a headache. But when it comes to spiritual life, they say we don't feel anything now. Whether the nafs is paining, the heart is paining, whether I must attend the ula, must say Quran tilawah, zikrullah. But Rajib point has it made now on this safar and before also, as we were discussing after Ramadan, when you read this, we can't keep the momentum. But that's why we need the mashayikh. How they dissect everything. But let's say after the month of Ramadan, you don't judge your amal based upon the amal of Ramadan. It's a special time. There, the momentum, the tempo is different. After Ramadan, you must base yourself upon what was your condition before Ramadan. And now after Ramadan. Now alhamdulillah, the increase compared to before Ramadan, now you progress. If you compare it to Ramadan, then all be in depression. Can't keep it up. Unless mashallah, like Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, what's your timetable in Ramadan? He said, the same as the whole year. But every year, every month is like Ramadan for me. There's no time, no space to add or to separate. The same thing the whole year, alhamdulillah. It's a ni'mat and a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So judge it now. Pre-Ramadan, post-Ramadan, how is it increasing my amal, my taqwa, my consciousness? Then Hazrat mentions the types of sheikh or murid relationships. Abu Hazrat Mu'ana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, there are four types of sheikh murid relationships. The first one, ismi, rasmi, then izmi and shari'i. Ismi, the person has accepted the fact that he has found a genuine sheikh, but he established a bond with him because he feels that one ought to pledge bi'at at the hands of a popular and well-known personality so that people may know that he pledged bi'at at the hands of such a great sheikh, this is useless. Renowned, but he has no ta'alluq, he can't speak, he can't communicate. Then Hazrat says, is the bi'at of barakat, but ista will not get made. Also a person now, he had a sheikh, he had communication with him, the sheikh passed away. Then I can't find anybody else. The shaitani deception that. Since you have to, imagine a person now has a heart problem, triple bypass he had, and his surgeon passed away. And now he needs to go back, say, I can't, surgeon is gone now. I better die also with him. Mm-hmm. Well, you go find somebody else. You go find an expert. You look around. If I have to find somebody, I've got to check my cholesterol every time, go do the ECG, etc. I can't just sit here now. So he makes an effort. Then as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that a person will take benefit from a deceased sheikh. Many a times you find that you still listen to the bayans, CDs are still out there, and flash drive, and the kitabs are out there also. He said you will take ilmi benefit. You will get knowledge from the mashayikh that have passed on. You will still get benefit from them. So benefit you will get, but the star will not get made. Benefit you will get, knowledge, like how kitabs also. And that is the case. Now there's no need for the ustaz to teach. There's the kitabs, but you can study it. You'll pick up everything. You'll understand it. But you need the ustaz there. With the kitab of that author who passed away decades or centuries ago, would you still teach in that kitab? So benefit you still get it from the kitab. But to really understand the depth of it, you need an ustaz now to explain it to you. In the same way, we can listen to the bayans of before, of the mashayikh, so we will get benefit. But the islah, how to implement it, and how to reform yourself, that will be done only by living sheikh. That's the first type. So yes, it says also that he has his bi'at to a popular, well-known personality. People know I'm also bi'at over there. Also part of that khanka. Is that being part of a khanka? Obey to a certain person. To the extent, as it says also, who you feel in your heart, and this person is pious, and he'll collect me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may be a fake sheikh also, but you believe sincerely, Ya Allah, I think he's got taqwa in him, he's got sharia and sunnah in him. Ya Allah, I take bi'at upon his hand. He says, Allah ta'ala will still make you islah. Although he may be a bogus sheikh, but you are sincere. The sheikh can make you islah, he can only show you the way. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي Ya Rasulullah, you cannot give hidayat. Nabi of Allah can't give hidayat. So when he says hidayat cannot give hidayat, there are two meanings. When hidayat is linked to the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it means ira'at al-tariq. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's effort of hidayat means to show people the path to Allah. And for them to reach Allah, Allah gives that hidayat. So when hidayat is showing the road, and the hidayat and the guidance of linking up to Allah, that Allah ta'ala pulls that person. But he's going to be shown the correct road. This is the way to get to Allah. So the person now, he has sincerity in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him. Like how one a very pious sheikh had passed away. And he left behind murid that mashallah, also sahib and nisbah. He also had a connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So his young son, he knew nothing about the tasawwuf. He said, here's a good job, yeah? Sit in my father's chair also, and I've got ready-made murids. He sat down there, Hazrat, son, this is now, mashallah. Give him all the respect, and he doubled the zikr also, to keep them busy. To keep them busy, he doubled the zikr, and he had a plot of land out of town there, which for long he wanted to cultivate. He says, now you go there, got a barakat in the piece of land, my tawajjuh on that land also, you go start cultivating there. Put them on the job, free labor. So in the zikr and muhabbat, and muhabbat for Hazrat's son, and they started doing it, double their zikr is also, they were sahib and nisba. Now, just to this type of mujahada, sincerity and commitment, what heights they reached was unbelievable. So they go together and they were making mashwara. What are we feeling now? Something different. Hazrat's son is on a different level altogether. Mm-hmm. Subhanallah. So there is such levels now, Allah Ta'ala gave them kashf also. Where they could see things that people can't see. So they said, you know, let's see, put our hearts together and make dua to Allah, show us that our Hazrat, our new one, our Sheikh son, what level he's on. So when they made muraqabah and they tried to see how high he was, So they said to one another, he's so high, we can't even see where he is. He's so high, we can't even see where he is right now. He wasn't anywhere. He was zero. So they called Hazrat, you can't. When he saw the sincerity, he made tawbah. When he saw the sincerity, how they came to him, Hazrat, what maqam you have, we can't even see where you are. Subhanallah. Or this tawajjuh on you. His tawbah was so sincere, and they dua for him also. So they made dua. Ya Allah, Hazrat is so high. Take him even higher. So he made so sincere tawbah that way they made dua of Allah Ta'ala put him overnight there. On the barakat of the du'as of the murids. Barakat of the du'a of the murids. They were sincere. Allah Ta'ala took them so high. On their du'as, Allah Ta'ala took their bogus sheikh and made him a real sheikh. No matter where. Subhanallah. But this is the ajeeb part of nur and barakat. There's one type of bi'at. The person takes bi'at now. Just for barakat's sake, the person is pious, is renowned, so I can move with him. The da'wahs are good also, the food is good also. As the Hakim Sahib would say, that you see the diet is like that, we can eat the same thing also. And wherever we go, we tell Hazrat, only eat the same thing over here. But it's your diet, man. It's not so much his diet, it's your diet, but not the personal. Arrange it. So this is one type of bi'at. The second type of rasmi bi'at. This means that a person's forefathers had pledged bi'at with a certain sheikh. So he now pledges bi'at at the hands of this sheikh's attendant. So they obey to the original sheikh, he's at his khadim. Sheikh passed away, so the khadim now is there, whoever took over the khanka, so it goes in the family. So our father was bi'at there, so we also took bi'at over there. This attendant, this khadim, neither teaches him anything, nor does the person learn anything from him. The attendant or the khadim neither has anything to do with this field. Now, this refers to the khadim that really wasn't, he was there just to make khidmat. Didn't take much benefit from the sheikh himself. But he took over now, and they took bi'at to him because our sheikh was from here, father was bi'at here also. Nor does the person desire his own rectification, this relationship is also of no use. Now we're still linked to that khanka or that place or that gam, whatever it is, but there's no real benefit. Then you get the third type of bi'at, the izmi one. This means that the person pledges bi'at in the hands of an ignorant sheikh who commits acts of innovation, bid'at, and acts of polytheism, shirk. If Ta'wi is now with the shirk in there. So, alright, all wrong things he's doing, jinnah things, etc., jadu, he's a people now mesmerized. This would cause a person to corrupt his own Islamic sentiments and beliefs. Such a relationship is forbidden to take bi'at to a sheikh like that. Then you have the shari'i bi'at. This is the desired relationship, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is found in our pious elders. We have a shari'i bi'at that you find the person. He has a sheikh also, he is upon sharia, he is basic amala there, and the mashayikh also, as Hazrat teaches us, all the different branches of deen they are teaching us. When it comes to iman, even the ulama program, Hazrat asks ulama, etc., that I don't teach you, ask, test you your five kalimas, I hope you know your five kalimas. That you should be reading every day your people's kalimas, to revive it. Doing everything else, but the simple kalimas of imaniyat, we don't know. Even if the Saliji submission some time ago, he said, make sure you make muzakara for kalimas every day. Because time lapses, then you forget the kalimas. So, at least once a day, we go through the kalimas, or we read it. The Hazrat says to you, I might remember it, but if I test you, then to say, wait, I know it. You're stuck here, a little bit hesitate. Okay, I'm not sure, I just slipped my mind. Slipping your mind, so the Fatiha doesn't slip your mind. So the Ikhlas doesn't slip your mind. It's because you don't know it. You know it, you read it. He says, make sure we know our kalimas also. So this is teaching us our kalimas, encouraging us. Our kalimas, make sure you're reading every day. Then our zifas every day. Then they're teaching us about namaz. Then our family life. Then business. This is the Sheikh Kamil. Where, to the extent how Hazrat mentioned to us also, something we still have to learn from Hazrat. As Hakim Sahib taught us how to give azan, how to give iqamah, how to perform namaz. And how to perform namaz of a sick person and an old person also. That's a Shaykh al-Kamil. He taught us now when you're old, going to Sunnah, how to perform a Salah for an old person. Then inshallah, I will ask Hazrat also, how should old people perform Namaz? Or Ma'az old person, how should he perform Namaz? From a Shaykh, even to that, to that extent, you're getting old too, how to perform Namaz at that age when you're Ma'az old and you're excused. But this basically has different types of Bay'at, as it mentions, the three different types of بعت. Thereafter, it regards to many things here that we discuss, but we'll do some other time, inshallah. When it comes to mujahada, after a person takes bayat, then for a person to exert himself. As you mentioned now, bayat karta hai, phir bayat jata hai. Takes a bayat and he sits down now. Things will happen. I listen to the live streaming, as I mentioned to the ulama ikram, mentioned the bayan. They will listen to the live streaming. And alhamdulillah, we learn everything. So this is, maybe they'll tell you that you can make nikah over the internet. I will give to the ulama also the example before the fatwa was asked whether we can get married over the telephone. Ulama say you can't. Now they might ask over the internet or video call is not permissible. The witnesses are there, the girl is there, boy is this side. Maybe, but nobody is given fatwa, it's permissible yet. Then maybe somebody might give permissibility, you can make nikah. But all the muftis can give fatwa that you can have a baby over the internet. Because that's a false fatwa. Never will any wait. They said just garam sohbat, just hot companionship for 2 minutes, alhamdulillah, after 9 months something will happen. Just getting together. This is mujahada. A person exerts himself for a little while and Allah Ta'ala will give him something from there. So here after bi'at, very important is mujahada. 95% will be the perspiration of the murid. And 5% inspiration of the Sheikh. But how much inspiration in that 5% also is so lethal, mashallah, the way it injects it. They say, well, how can I leave this out? How can it happen? It's, as I mentioned to the ulama ikram, they say so many amal we hear about, whether it's ishraq namaz, whether it's awabin namaz, whether it's some wazifa, being out in the path of Allah, little time in the morning, little time in the evening, better than the entire world, whatever it contains. But then he says, Maulana Alim himself also, he says, now we've already. He said, but you just told him, the two rakats, you better the entire world, whatever it contains. You leave in two rakats to go holiday. You see, if you get the real enjoyment of that salah, then you leave everything for this. But you leave this for that. He said, Allah Ta'ala, give us the reality. But how much enjoyment in Quran, Tilawat, and Dhikrullah, and they're tasting it, enjoying it. And they want us also to enjoy it. So the essence of our deen is to strive. The striving we know for dunya, we have to strive. And they say, we have to work hard. What about for islah also? That also is hard work. But that work is enjoyable. But shaitan nafs won't give us an opportunity. This is also a hardship because one certainly has to toil and strive when acting against oneself. Because for oneself. Furthermore, the essence of deen is also a hardship because a type of restriction is placed on the self. The self does not like any restrictions. It is naturally inclined towards freedom. What you call maghribiyat, westernization, azadi. What do they say? Azadi, wants to be free. So the lust likes freedom. Doesn't like restriction. Then beautifully, as you tell us in madrasa days, at that time, as youngsters, it didn't make sense to us. What do you think now? It will be very intelligent. You say, it doesn't make sense to you all, but these are big people's talks. Not because you're too intelligent. And you say, I don't understand, it means because you don't have the understanding, not because you're too intelligent. It doesn't make sense. So Hazrat would say that in restriction, there's freedom. And in freedom, there's restriction. After Asad used to give us his bayan, boys took it on and said, what Hazrat is talking about? And in restriction, there's freedom. And in freedom, there's restriction. Where has it got all these things coming from now? Where he reads up these things? Then has it explained it to Subhanallah. Now we understand that in freedom, there is restriction. And so give simple examples. See, but a woman also wants to be free in her dressing. No parda, no hijab, etc. Now she's going to match the colors. Right? So, in the freedom now, she's restricted to the color code also. And yes, see, even the lipstick and the bag and the shoes also. And in restriction of barda hijab, now she is free. They put a black cloak over it, and you have to match the bag, or match the shoes, or match anything. It's all black and you're free. Person now is restricted in salah, restricted in deen, he's safe. He's got itminan. I'm not going to get caught, I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm free right now. In i'tikaf, you're restricted, but how free you still? Go to Haramain Sharifain, you're restricted namaz time, you're running. But what enjoyment there is there? Hey, I got into the haram. Subhanallah, what enjoyment there is. The guy say, close there. Hey, I made it over there. So in the restriction also, they're restricting here and there. But once you got in, the amount of freedom and how you walk in, on the rooftop at least. And how are you feeling? But in, so in the restriction also, there's freedom. So in sin also, a person got the freedom of sinning, with the drugs, with the zina, blah, blah, protect. But he still, he's got a fear in him. Although he is free, but there's some restriction in his brain. I mustn't fall over the cliff right now. Mustn't overdose. Mustn't get caught. So there might be freedom right now, but there's some restriction. He's got the fear. But the person restricted, he's enjoying it. He's free now. Nafil namaz, Quran, tilawat. Whole night he can stay awake reading Quran. Who's gonna shout me? I can enjoy myself. There's a restriction also, so much of freedom. So how they've understood the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we don't have that understanding. So Hazrat says that there's hardship in it, there's restriction, and nobody likes a restriction. The self does not like any restrictions, it is naturally inclined towards freedom. Religious actions and deeds are therefore difficult for the self. This is why deen is known as an imposition. And the laws of the Sharia are known as imposed injunctions. Allah Ta'ala put it upon you. While he is known as one who is imposed and held accountable. Thus the essence of striving, mujahada, to practice and habituate, to make habitual oneself into acting against the demands of the self. This the nafs don't like. But when you stay in the company of the pious, or you go in jamaat, it becomes easy. What I can't do on my own, now I got no inclination towards haram. Then you find it so easy. This is now the practice. When I am on my own, the momentum is still there. I know how to maneuver. I know how to move around it. But this is why we spend time in the company of the pious. Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding that we spend so much of time with them. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali says, the tafsir of the ayat, أَيُّ آمُنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. See, what is restriction? We don't like the restriction. So Allah Ta'ala knew that. Allah Ta'ala created the nafs. But now, how Rakim Sahib would say that Allah Ta'ala has put some sweetness in sin, in freedom. We tasted it. We enjoyed it. Haram poison. But there's more enjoyment and restriction. That now we haven't tasted. A little bit now and then Ramadan, because he goes for Umrah, or he goes for a bayan, and he feels it a bit. But it's short-lived. The avenues of sins are always available. The Zakim Sahib will say, continue striving until not doing haram becomes enjoyable. Not doing becomes, I didn't do it. Subhanallah, yalla, how did that happen? How did that happen that I just didn't do it? And I'm not feeling anything about it. Only people will say, now we couldn't get off the TV, shaitan box. Right now we threw it away and, hey, we're just free now. We've got so much of time, we can't understand how. We used to take our time to look at this thing. Now, we're just living without it. And we've got so much of time to talk to the family, spend time together, really enjoying our life without that haram shaitan box. So Allah Ta'ala will make it such that you enjoy not doing sin. And now to come to the next stage, enjoy the sweetness of ibadat, which is called taladdud, to take laddat, to take enjoyment. But this now, to get that, this is where we need the company of the pious. When you see how they enjoying it, Allah, what is getting in this? What's he enjoying in it? Alright, what's he enjoying in doing this thing? Also on the taste, and you see how they do it, and it slowly, slowly rubs off. So Alama Arusi Rahimullah would say, Kunu ma as-sadiqin, stay with those that are true in the iman. We'll say, how much to stay, for how long to stay? So he made tafsir and he mentioned, Khalituhum, litakunu mithluhum, litakunu mithluhum. That carry on mil jol ratna, go in and out, in and out. Mihazda says also, not all the time you're there, but in and out. Program is there, go. Every time I can spend a little mujahada, a little qurban, Mihazda tell us that time, what is hadith. He says, even you have to go to Jahan, that time also, even you have to take a flight for one program only. Take a flight and go for one program only. Then you tell us also, if you're coming for majlis, come for majlis only and go straight back home. Don't do anything else. Like blinkers on. Not like, by the way, I'll do something else. Even for ta'lim also. You tell the brothers in Masparat, you're going for ta'lim, go for the ta'lim and go back home. Then you know, go shopping, then go shopping. So that part of the Taaleem exercise. Allah Ta'ala appreciates your dedication. Allah says, we came to the majlis, come only here and go straight home. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Like how a person Allah Ta'ala give to Ufir. He goes once in a lifetime, he make one safar only to Medina Munawwara. Just to make salam, I get to make salam, and back to the airport and back home. Ya Rasul, I only came to make salam with you. Allah Ta'ala give the himmat to Ufir. He says that too, Allah Ta'ala appreciates so much of Muhammad. Just been like Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. He came to Thana Bawan. And at the time he was sleeping. So he came there, Khadija Sahib was resting. I'll get him up. Khadija Sahib was one of the great Khulafa of Thani Rahmat. He said, no, don't get him up. So he just opened the door a bit. He saw Thani's face. Closed it. He said, Alhamdulillah, my heart is full. He said, no, wait, this one. He said, what I came for, I got it. I saw his face. My heart is full with the Muhabbat of Allah. And my love for him increased also. I got what I wanted. And he left for it. He said, just give what that suffer only. Just to do that. By Padi Rahmanullah, whenever you go overseas, it's just to come to the madaris, just come to the madrasa to see the boys in there. Just look at them. Meet the asatiza and take duas. Once he came also, and he sat in the madrasa, I still remember, he sat on the right hand side, in his wheelchair. It was about Maghrib time. So he told his grandson was there, only Bilal. He turned my wheelchair towards the students. And he turned, and for long he just stared at the boy smiling at him. What was going through his heart, through his mind, he knows, Ya Allah, what you gave me, all this effort of the belief, the madaris, his boys, this is all now his mal, this was, Alhamdulillah. They told his grandson, took out his comb, he said, comb my beard. And all the boys combed his beard. He took out his ithar, he said, put ithar in the comb. Then he quoted the hadith, In Allah Jameel, yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful, he loves beauty. He said, beautify yourself, Allah is the master and now. We will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the thing. So, Alam Alusi Rahmatullah Ali says that mix with them so much, لِتَكُونُ مِثْلَهُمْ until you become like them. Mix with Allah wala so much that you become like them. Somebody sees you, you're a formant, because you're always in Jamaat. You're always in Jamaat. Oh, you bet that Shaykh or that Alim, you Farikh of that Madrasa, so you've got a nisbat now. Like how Ilyas of Rahmatullah Ali, when the Shkil he went, and I know where he went, finally he came with the sleeping bag, climbed a mountain, came to the top, there's a village there. There's a village there, and completely tired, disheveled, sleeping bag on his back, and a few satis with him. So as they walked in, people saw them, they said, Diwana, Diwana, mad people have come, mad people have come. Oh, he went into a hal, he went into ecstasy. Was it? What happened to you? You were so tired, also you got a boost. He said the same title that Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got Majnoon, Diwana, Pagal. Finally, Allah Ta'ala gave me the title. Finally, people called me Diwana. You're a madman. You came all the way here with your sleeping bag. What are you going to do here? You're a mad person. He said, finally. Finally, the nisbat, the connection came. I had to do all of this not to get that nisbat, that connection, and I'm also a madman. Mad in the love of Allah, in the deen of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So like this, Allama Alusi says that mix with them so much that you become like them also. You become like them, and the more you mix with the Allah walas, then even the shakal, the appearance to become like this. Mashaykh say, become so much that even a person's shakal, sometimes this side or the back of the person become like the shaykh also, because the muhabbat in the love, Allah ta'ala makes it like that. That also was prevalent, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When they came to Quba, and Nabi Ali Salatu Salam was sitting, and Abu Bakr Siddiq was sitting next to him. People came to meet. When they came to meet, they heard about Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. But they looked so similar, they didn't know who was who. So he picked it up. The people are getting confused now. Therefore he stood up, and he took his shawl, and he shaded Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, showing the people, this, I'm the Khadim, and he's the master. Then they said, oh, this is now the Nabi of Allah. Like this, Allah Ta'ala gives so much of Muhammad in the hearts also, that we become like them. This is Allah Ma'adus says, that mix with them so much, that a person becomes just like them. Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, inshallah. I told you from the other kitab, shall we read, but just read one, two lines, and we'll delay too much. We've got about 5-6 minutes, inshallah. These are the letters that were written to the Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And how they communicated with it, wala. So a person writes to Hazrat Kimsab Rahmatullahi and he says that I request your du'as that by remaining in your company and acting according to your counsel, your mashwara, I engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and other a'mal practices that I rectify all the evils of the soul and that I wipe out self-conceit and pride so that I may complete the path of suluk. This is he wrote this with Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. That I make my dhikr of Allah or the other a'mal so that I may rectify all the evils of my soul. He replies and says, I make dua with my heart and soul. It's the practice of our elders to spend 40 days in one's lifetime with one's sheikh. Like this now, your istah will become complete. But remember, complete doesn't mean perfected. It's a mujahadatul maut. Salah also, we just get it right, then the old habits come in again. Sometimes the relationship with the workers, with the family, just got things right, then you slip again into old habits. Then the family will say, but when you came up with the kaf, you were so good. Now you want shaitan again. What happened? You need to put yourself right again. Then he says, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that by virtue of your blessed company, my appearance from head to toe is now in accordance with the sunnah. I am also abstaining from watching television, listening to music, going to un-Islamic gatherings. I just send out the clip, Mansarim Dwarat's clip, of functions upon functions, when's the next one, or in the name of deen also. This da'wah, that da'wah, now we can't have this shower, that shower. So now we'll have one party, right, pre-Umrah one, after Umrah one, right, or pre-Hajj one, post-Hajj one, pre-this, post, all deeny flavor. But there has to be a chow, has to be a dawah. Must get together. It's getting together now. We heard the clip today. Brothers in here, they can listen to it tonight. Muslim mentions it. Now the whole thing become now function. One function after the other. So going to un-Islamic gatherings and involving myself in interest transactions, I close all my accounts because one receives interest from these accounts. Whatever interest had accumulated was given to some needy people without the intention of any reward. So he's giving his kar guzari to his sheikh. So answer, MashaAllah, I am most pleased with your conditions. Will Allah increase him in his deeds and good. With a special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you gave up those sins. Will Allah bless him with steadfastness. Simple reply. Dua suri. Allah ta'ala keep you like that. Then he writes, that I would now like to inform you about my sins. Almost all sins of lust and vanity are in me. I cannot even enumerate all these sins to you. I am extremely sinful and wicked. All evil titles are applicable to me. And every title of a sinner is my title. I remember there was that time when you could customize the number plates. One youngster in Azadpur, he was driving around and he had a customized plate. Wasn't married, but he had a girl's name there. He put his girlfriend's name. What should I do now? You're advertising your gunas to everybody. So he felt a bit shame. So he took it out and he put the bad boy. He said, Inna Lillahi. Why you just can't be good? You know, the bags, you find children's bags. Bad boy, bad girl. It's something good to be bad. But the whole dunya has become tipsy-turvy. So when he changed, he put the bad boy after that. Like one person came to Ash'abar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatul Ali. Hazrat, when I'm really tasbihat in my hand, people say, Sufi Sahib, I feel very bad, they mock me at me. So Hazrat told him, so they must call you Badmash then. Wicked. He said, no, I don't like it. They don't call you Sufi Sahib. You're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people, they feel now, hey, you call me Amri Khanka Tuki. Oh, you're Akhtari, eh? I feel. So now I just want to be neutral. So I foot in everywhere. Zakim Sahib would say also, that now a person keeps not a sunnah beard, but some beard. Some beard, not full length also. So with the modern people, I can mix with them also. With the pious people, I can mix with them also. He say, no either, no udar. Not here, he's not there. He's on the fence. So we don't live on the fence. Because Qiyamah Day Allah Ta'ala will say, Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Before Jannah, first you go with my bondsmen, my awliya, my friends. So you better be in that camp. Better be. That time, who you will be raised with on the day of Qiyamah? That will come muhabbat and with love. So he says now, all evil titles are applicable to me. Hazrat, I request your du'as, make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me. So answer, there is a different treatment for each sin. The method of treatment is for one to rectify one's condition and follow the prescriptions provided by the Shaykh and make an earnest du'a. But their plan is also necessary. Only just from du'a. Doesn't make du'a. But you're not seeing what the problem is. Person has cholesterol and he's diabetic also and said, doctor, make du'a, come right. You see, I will make du'a, you come right. But you need medication for, can't take panado for everything. You gotta take a specific medication for each one. The du'a is there, but there has to be a plan. It's also necessary in order to give up sins. This is mentioned above. Du'a alone is not sufficient. So there has to be a plan how I'm going to overcome this. And then he says, I would like to spend 40 days in your blessed company. Has it permit me to come through your kindness? I gladly give you permission to spend time in my company to come to the Khankade. But this is the benefit. As it mentions also, that the benefit in the Mashwara being made. Then a person will fully benefit, whether it's for i'tikaf also, to sit or not to sit. To go for Umrah, not to go for Umrah. People say, I'm going to ask the Shaykh everything. They say, what's wrong with asking? You get du'as only. The least you get is du'as, whether I'm going on Safar, whether I'm doing this. Even the Shaykh doesn't reply, but he saw the message. At that time, he made a du'a. Allah take him safely. Bring him back safely. He said, the minimum is the du'as are there. And one person asked also, now, I'm like one person, very close to another Shaykh. So he said, I asked my Shaykh what car must buy, what model I must buy, what color to it is. He says, no, that's too heavy for me now. He says, no, that's a relationship I have with him. There's a relationship I have with him. It makes me happy when he tells me. No, doesn't have to be to that extent now. But just now, friendship. There's muhabbat and friendship. Person wants to make that type of mashwara also. Person wants to ask. Now, because one is now the ta'aluk of a murid and a sheikh is more a friendship type of a relationship between the two. And the same person also wants that the sheikh gave a bayan, and he was mentioning to the murids that don't be miserly with your family. Spend on them properly. Spend on them nicely. Because men are complaining, we're not spending enough on them, whether it's time, whether it's wealth. But the same murid, the Shaykh met him of Namah, he said, you, stop spending so much. His bayan was opposite. He said, you're spoiling your family. Now, he knew to what extent also the person was spending on his family. So they had the type of family ta'alluq and relationship. So you see, when I'm staying at the Khanka, I'm unable to carry out muraqabah. This is more something specific. So this is a few more minutes and we conclude, inshallah. Then he says that Hazrat, my father is a particular about offering salah and fasting, but reads many books and digests. I don't know whether you get digest anymore now. Before I read his digest. So many books. Whenever I engage in any religious discussion with him, he replies, I know everything. Why are you telling me? He watches television with the volume very high and continues watching till late at night, especially when I used to be at home. Despite my numerous refusals, he got me to install a cable television. He also told me that if I do not agree with these things, I should think for alternate accommodation. I left today because if I remain in the house, I will also become engrossed in watching cable television, and it will be because of me that in such a big family, deen and those who practice on deen will become disgraced. Hazrat replies to him, you yourself should not watch, not leave your father's house. Not leave your father's house, but you mustn't do that. Do not remain in the house when the television is on. This practical tabligh will be more effective. What you must do? Leave the house that amount of time. Television is up to the best of your ability. But this practical tabligh will be more effective than your verbal tabligh. Sometimes, with the family also, everything giving bayan, bayan. How about you started your bayan again now? Your Hazrat, your Hazrat, your Hazrat, good for you. But sometimes practical tabligh is better. When you don't say anything, quietly you do your kaam. You do your work, alhamdulillah. It's more effective sometimes. Then speaking, despite spending so much of time in my company, you still do not have in yourself the courage to abstain from watching television. How can he force you? You say, no, you'll also watch. Now, so long, yeah. And you still say you can't abstain. So, as I give you one solid injection now. And so long you're here, and you're still saying you want to watch. So, you should think now, you take a walk at least, make some zikr of Allah. So you see, however, my father has now kept a full beard. But after some time now. You see, however, my father has now kept a full beard and given up reading digests and books. He reads your books while watching television. He's gone one step ahead. He's given up the books, but he reads your books while watching television. He offers all the salahs that fall while he is in his shop. Together with this, my mother has started wearing the veil after listening to your talks. My younger sister has also done the same. They both offer 5 times salah regularly. My mother is also reading your books these days. She also quotes from them when the occasion presents itself. Hazrat replies and he says, since there is some benefit, be prudent in whatever you do. Do not be too strict. Do not be too strict. Yes, the biggest usul is strict on myself, soft on others. Reformation takes place gradually, but you yourself should not join them in any sin. That's important. Family is going to go here and there. We'll take you all. We'll leave you all there, but we can't make it. I go to the masjid, I'll go for the program. But then now you're going to go again in the haram place. You know what's going to happen. Now, carry on. One time you were doing it also. How much bayan you had? Now finally you got some hidayah. So it'll happen gradually. It will happen. Not now, sometime or the other, you're not around, it will hit them. But something will hit them. So it's a gradual process. That when hidayah will come. So he says now, watching television, reading the books. So in this way now, the islah is really made gradually. One point came to mind this step right now. When it comes to reading the books. There was one person, I remember, in Johannesburg also, there's a Qawwali singer. He used to write his own, what you call it, poetry, whatever it was now. So he used to write those things, and then he used to sing it, he had his own, what you call, band, whatever it was, he had his certain type of instrument he used to play. So we used to go there now and then, we used to visit him. So I took some of Hazrat Kimsab's kitabs on Ash'ar, poetry. So this man was a shayr. He used to write poetry in Urdu also and he used to sing it in Qawwalis. So I gave him a few of Hazrat Kimsab's books. Then after some time I met him. He says, you know those kitabs you gave me, these books you gave me on poetry. He said, that poetry that man has written there, is that from the mind and the heart? That one day is ilhami. Ilhami meaning it's inspiration from Allah. This type of poetry this man has written over here, I don't know who he is, but this poetry is not something you can make up. This is from Allah. Allah put in his heart this poetry. So I know, I compose poetry. This, now you can't compose this. This is something else. Then it was my chance now to give him da'wah. You see, this is Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. He writes his poetry and has told us. He wakes up 2 o'clock in the morning crying like a baby. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, when am I going to meet you? And then he pick up his pen and starts writing. As you say, also when he used to be there, he tell the Khadim, call Abdul Hamid Sahib quickly. He says, yeah, I'm sleeping. So tired. Because he pulls late at night, as he thinks, I can't sleep. He tell him, you must carry surma with you in your pocket. Number 13, that hot one. It makes the ice tear. If you're feeling steady for the surma, the ice are burning. Now you understand, as he told us. As the Kim Sahib, when he saw something in you, he didn't want to leave you. He didn't want to talk to you. Sit here. That's what I'm telling you. He must put it inside you. So you can take it and you can pass it on. He says, call him. He says, come 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, I must cry. What is it? I can't help it. The dard, the deal, the pain, Allah's Muhammad. Then he started the ash'ar and the poetry. Therefore, as the Hakim Sahib will say, ke ye meri shayar hai. Akhtar ki shayar suno. This is my poem. You say, this is my poem. Listen to my poetry. If somebody had objection, hey, look at how proud this man is. He's saying his poetry. Listen to his poetry. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentioned one time. He says, if that is your son, he also is my son. He mera beta hai. The beta is mine, is my son, that come here. He says, the poetry is born from me. It's my beta also. So that I made it up. It's born from my heart. It's like my baby. I have a haqq and a right to say, ye mera sher hai. Is my, not out of boasting. How you say my son? Also my, this is my produce of my heart, the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. فده تشالنج هيم اولسو. الله تعالى يبارك فيك، سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نشهد ان لا اله الا انت.